episode number 330. Happy Camaro New Year.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your hosts Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And happy Camaro New Year.
I hope so.
This was the name of our episode last year. Probably the last couple of New Year's. As we lead into our seventh year doing the podcast, you got to excuse all the snottiness in this episode because Jason's sick as a dog.
This is going to be a rough one. Gang.
Dog.
Yeah, so on Christmas Day, I started feeling crappy, and, well, I'm still crappy.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, right. Damn well better be.
So what better to do for the Happy New Year than to go back and do a year in review?
Yeah, sounds like a good idea. I think we do this every New Year's Eve or our New Year's podcast. Yeah.
Just we're recording this. It's still 2011 right now. It's not 2012.
Right.
But by the time you hear this, it will be 2012.
So. That's right.
So, you ready to do the year in review?
As ready as I'm going to be.
Okay. Let's start with January. So we started with Happy Camaro New Year, Happy Camaro New Year once again.
That was episode number 278?
Yeah, 278. So we're at 330 this year right now. So we did a crap load of episodes in 2011 again.
One a week. We haven't missed one yet.
Did we do two a week at all this year?
I don't think we did.
I know when we started the first couple of years, we'd do a couple episodes if there was prominent news like the release of the fifth gen or something like that. But
yeah, we'd split it across two.
Yeah. Then we went over to Camaro sales figures. You know you love it.
That was a reference to, what's that guy's name? Ted Williams.
Yeah. Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet announced their fifth gen then as well.
Wait, you mean there's special edition fifth gens out there? Yeah.
Berger.
Oh, geez, there's so many of them now.
Yeah. We move on to Z28 rumors.
Well, we haven't heard Z28 rumors ever since the ZL1 came out.
I know. It kind of just squashed everything.
There's still a smattering of thoughts on it, but nothing like, this is a Z28. We have confirmed proof. Oh, really? Funny how that turns out.
Then the announcement that the 2011 Camaro convertible is the Pace Indy 500.
Yep.
Let's see what else we got here. F-Bodfather gets his 2011 Camaro convertible.
Yeah, what was its name?
Convertible CT.
He named it
Klaus or
something? No, Klaus was the European export car. Yeah. What did he name this one? Thor?
Thor. No, that was
Thor was his first one.
His yellow one, yeah. I can't remember.
Henry?
Then the Super Bowl Camaro Blitz episode. Remember when they released all those commercials?
Yeah.
With the Camaro in them?
That was cool.
We had an interview with the F-Bod Father about the Camaro ZL1.
Yeah, if you want to revisit that one, that's episode number 284.
Back in February. Our thoughts on the 2012 Camaro ZL1.
The start of many. We had many episodes dedicated to the ZL1 over the past year.
Oh, yes. Interview with the Camaro marketing manager, John Fitzpatrick. Good old Fitz.
Fitzy. That's episode 286.
I think we got about four episodes a month here. Camaro continues to dominate in March.
And that theme carried all the way through the year.
Yeah. That was the last call for Synergy Green that month, too.
You know, I had to take my wife's car in to have a little bit of work done at the local dealership, and they had a used Synergy Series red convertible.
Oh, did they?
On the used car lot for sale.
Cool.
Well, I think it was a used car portion. It was on that side.
Yeah.
Right there in front. Man, it looks good.
Yeah. Then we had 90 days till the Camaro Oshawa event. We were counting down.
Those
man,
90 days
BB, OMG.
Went so fast, and then what went even faster was the 3 days of the event.
That's when the Camaro convertible started hitting the dealer lots, too.
Mm-hmm.
That was back in March.
Yep.
And then we go, spring is here, get your Camaro out of storage. Now, this brings an interesting topic, because someone posted, did you notice that when we posted the winter storage tips, someone, I can't remember who it was, maybe it was Scott Duck, Tim, who posted, maybe you should have a contest Camaro winter driving tips for people who drive their Camaros in the winter times. That's a good idea. Maybe we should visit it in January.
Yeah, when winter might get here. Still bitter about that, I might add.
Then the random Camaro coolness in March.
At least once a year, we do an episode that's just a smattering of a bunch of little Camaro tidbits and stuff that came out.
Yeah, this was really weird because the Camaro was going to be called the Kai Mai Lao in China.
Oh yeah,
and you did a diecast for charity. All the proceeds went to charity.
Yeah, it was a Green Machine Series 3 signed by the entire Camaro disciple group, and as well as the Camaro team. $500 went to charity.
Nice, nice. Then we go on to April, and the Camaro Drag Pack.
That's interesting.
Talk about that?
We didn't think about that, because is that the Copo Camaro?
It's possible.
I mean, possible. There was only just rumors, so we don't know if that's it, or if there's yet another drag pack that's maybe consumer friendly, or you know, retail friendly, I think is a better way to put it.
Then we had the, remember the contest? Let's hear your exhaust and win $250.
Yeah, who was it that won? Was it?
Oh God, I can't remember.
You know, we try to make our contests easy, but somehow they just become complicated.
But that one was really cool. We had a lot of entries in there and some really good sounding.
Well, that's what made it complicated, though, is getting the right sound, because a lot of times it was just, you know, and other times they were pretty good, and we actually got the winner to tell us how he made it sound so good.
And then in episode number 293, we started getting the 2012 Camaro details that were emerging with the 45th anniversary package, and our Easter episode.
Happy Camaro Easter!
Just released the GM Performance Parts page. The Copo name is back.
We know where that went.
Yep. And that brings us into May.
Wow. So much news this year.
Jordan Musser pilots Camaro to World Challenge win.
Yeah, that was awesome. I haven't heard much from Jordan in a while.
Camaro sales keep rolling. They're starting their domination of Mustang again this year. And then BBOMG Camaro event interview.
I think we still have some...
Oh yeah,
member interviews to do. Maybe we'll save those for the buildup of BBOMG 4 this next year.
That's a good idea. More graphics and HP for Camaro.
What is that referring to?
Remember Chevrolet had those customized graphics that they released on their page?
Oh yeah.
So we talked about that, and we talked about Mr. Glenn McDuffie. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, that was pretty cool.
Interview from the F-Body Gathering. The F-Body Gathering every year in Atlanta, Georgia. We actually had some of the, I think of the event organizers, and I think the F-Bod father himself called in and did a short interview for our podcast that week.
Man, I miss being able to go to that event.
Yeah. And then June. The warm month of June. We started off that with podcast number 300 in June, and Camaro's ready to return home to Oshawa on our 300th show there. We talked about the Oshawa homecoming event and BBOMG. Sales figures for Camaro were released, and once again, Camaro dominated its category. Michigan F-Body event had a nice turnout.
Oh, yeah. I love that event. Can't wait to go again this year.
And then episode number 301, we did live from the Oshawa BBOMG event.
Was I liquored up when we did that?
No. Remember we were huddled around in that hotel room with me, you, and I think Camaro Scotty was in there.
Yep,
and who else? There was somebody else in there.
Oh, geez,
Jason Port.
Jason Port, and I think our buddy Tom was there.
Yep.
A lot of people kind of filtered in and out. I think I was liquored up later on, though, as was everybody else.
And then 302 that month, more great Camaro news to come out of Oshawa event. So we talked about how the ZL1 was made this weekend available in automatic, that they announced it was going to be made in automatic.
What blasphemy. How can a muscle car be an automatic? Oh, that kind of continued through the year, too.
And then the Synergy Series Camaros were hitting the showrooms for episode number 303.
Yep.
July, my favorite month of the summertime.
Yeah, didn't you turn 50 that month?
Almost. the Transformers Edition Camaro in white ZL1.
Showed up at Camaro Superfest.
Yes.
We were the first to post that. Not that we got credit for it, but
Of course not, but, you know, it was fun.
It was cool to see it in person.
We finally got 2012 Camaro pricing this month. We talked about in 305.
It's funny how fast hot news becomes, oh yeah, I forgot that was hot news.
I know.
Because now everybody, you know, it's no big deal.
2012 Camaro ZL1 horsepower.
Wait, we talked about the ZL1?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the start.
That was pretty much the start of it, yeah.
Rumors began circulating this week that the ZL1 will have horsepower north of 570.
Well, we were right.
Camaro Superfest video. More Chrysler workers busted for partying at lunch that month.
Do you remember what I said about that? I said if I ever bought a Grand Cherokee and found out that the guys that put it together were stoned and drunk, hey, guess what I bought last month?
Dude, you just don't even want to know. Don't even go there. Don't even think about it because you might not be happy with what you find.
I love that Jeep. I love that vehicle. So far, so good. It does smell kind of like patchouli, though. I don't know why.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Oh. In episode 307, what have you done for your Camaro? Just over 1 month into summer, and what have you done to your Camaro?
Yeah, what are you doing to these things? It seems
mod
like,
number what?
It seems like it used to be the mods were the big thing. This is what I did. They had mod parties, and now it's peel and stick. Oh, I peeled the backing off and stuck to the side of my car. What do you think? Mod your car, man. Dig deep.
Yeah. And then the next episode, we talked about the next big Camaro show is around the corner. And that's when we talked about the NEOCC Camaro Fall Classic.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of shows that go on in the summertime. Mm-hmm. And I think we try and touch base with a lot of them.
It's hard to keep track, which is good. Because it used to be there really wasn't much for good shows.
And then we went into August.
Summer's starting to dwindle down already.
Camaro retakes the lead.
More sales figures.
Camaro was retaking the lead over its competitors. We broke down those numbers and talked about those. We were given the opportunity to drive some cars from General Motors that month,
too.
Oh,
yeah. Gosh, it doesn't seem
like
it was...
You had the Volt and I had the CTSV wagon.
It doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
I know.
August?
That was the beginning of August, yeah. August 7th.
So
podcast number 309.
I test drove the Volt and you wound up buying a Volt.
I know.
Weird, I said, huh? I'll never buy a Grand Cherokee and I bought a Grand Cherokee.
Weird. Episode 310, take your Camaro to the Woodward Dream Cruise. So we talked about the giant million-car march down Woodward.
Million-car march, yeah. Million-car crawl is kind of what it is.
Yeah, pretty much. Camaro summer coming to a close as we get to the end of August here. And we're talking about how Chevrolet was celebrating their 100th birthday. Gearing up for SEMA.
Oh,
you know, towards the end of August, well, this was the last week in August, we started talking about SEMA, which happens in November.
Early November.
And that brings us into September and the fall.
Yeah, which really hasn't even happened yet.
I know. Camaro remains king as it continues to outsell its competitors. Hey, more ZL1 news.
All right.
For number 314. More information on the Camaro ZL1 was released that week, including the 580 horsepower official numbers from Chevrolet.
I'm dying over here.
You talked about the Tech Effects, Camaro hose relocation kit.
Those guys are so cool.
And Holley LS coil covers.
They make such nice products, too. You know, I wound up posting recently, I think we talked about this. I don't know if we did talk about it, actually. Somebody posted a video of a guy firing up his car after a nine-month buildup.
Oh, yeah.
And just peeing fuel all over the place, right through the braided line, because the gasoline ate away at the lining because it was cheap crap Chinese junk.
Yeah.
Don't take chances with fuel, man.
Ugh. In episode 315, automatic Camaro ZL1, good or bad?
And so the automatic versus manual war began pretty much at that point.
Yep. And then we talked about the 2012 Camaro colors up and close on the website. 316, new Camaro ZL1 videos were released. ZL1, we talked about number 69 in carbon flash metallic. The only one to be produced in that color was recently auctioned at Barrett Jackson for $250,000.
But did it look good?
Hell yeah. SEMA was only a month away then. That was the end of September. October. Camaros at SEMA 2011, beginning of October. And so we got some information about, I guess, some Camaros that were going to be at SEMA that. And then we started really trumpeting the SEMA show and get together at the Luxor that we have.
That was pretty cool. We'll get to that probably later on in November.
And then we said for 318, sick of the Camaro ZL1. We're not.
Yeah.
As we talked about more ZL1 news. Stuff. As the ZL1 lap time around the ring was 7:41:27 with video proof.
Quite controversial, too. Yeah. That raised a lot of A lot of discussion and debate.
That also marked the BBOMG 4 announcement then as well.
God.
319 Camaro ZL1 Vert, SEMA, and BBOMG 4. We talked about all that stuff there.
Yeah.
320, what's your ultimate Camaro?
Got some really good ideas on that. You know, we asked people, what would your ultimate Camaro be? Some surprising ones, some not so surprising, but overall pretty neat ideas that people had.
In episode 321, we talked about the Camaro 1LE, the Carbon ZL1, plus a special announcement, which was all the stuff from SEMA, the special cars that Chevrolet showed at SEMA there.
SEMA was so cool this year, just tons of Camaros.
And that brings us to 322, where we talk about how Camaro was SEMA's hottest car again. And I think that's the episode we talked. Yeah, that was the episode we recapped everything that happened at SEMA.
Yeah, we had a lot of people taking photos and uploading them to the message board of all the Camaros that were there. Just incredible cars. Most of them not ridiculously over the top. Some were, but overall, some really good looking cars this year at SEMA.
Podcast 323, new site features in winter. So we talked about some new features on the site and we're getting ready for the winter storage tips.
Yeah.
The new Camaro ZL1 video out that week of the aerodynamic testing that they did on it. Let's see. Oh, yeah, winter storage tips. That's when it all started. And then 324, Camaro ZL1 ain't no bitch.
That's right. No screwing around, man. Don't test the waters with that one, boy. You'll drown or whatever they say.
That's the 2012 Camaro ZL1 Coupe. Accelerates from 0 to 60 in 3.9 seconds and can reach a top speed of 184, starting at 54,995. That's when those specs actually first came out, and we talked about them that week.
I'm going to talk a little bit about this whole top speed thing in a little bit here in this episode.
Chief Engineer Al Oppenheiser called out Mustang.
About did he
650
ever?
Horsepower GT500. That was pretty funny.
That caused a lot of controversy as well, but everything that he said so far was spot on.
Then we talked about the return of the Camaro storage tips in episode 325 in November.
Yeah, and then who was it? It was our buddy. His name escapes me right now. From Canada, he just had the list to end all lists.
Oh, from BBOMG.
Yeah. What the heck?
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank.
Damn,
right
cold
now.
Medicine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So 326, we move into December for Camaro, which was kicking Mustang's ass once again. And
I'm seeing
sales figures.
I'm seeing a trend here.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Copo Camaro goes ninth.
That thing's badass.
Yeah.
Can't help it.
GM auctioned off the military tribute Camaro.
Very cool.
And Camaro video and storage tips wrap. So we had a bunch more Camaro videos, and we wrapped up the Winter Storage Tips contest and declared the winner.
Which was Scott English.
Yes, that's who we're talking about.
It finally came to me. I don't know why it took so long.
And then that leads us up to our most recent episode, Merry Camaro Christmas, which was last week in episode 329.
And pretty much every other Christmas episode we've ever done starts off with the jingle bells, ends with the Christmas dogs.
The dogs.
So, looking back over things, I see a couple interesting trends. First of all, the ZL1 took center stage through
that was
through
big news this
a good
this
portion
week.
Of the year.
We kind of squashed the Z28 rumors, and which finally was released as the ZL1. So it was ZL1 from there. Mm-hmm. Pretty much, when was that? February on.
Yeah, it was a good year for car shows. A lot of great shows. A lot of great meetups. Some we could make. Some we couldn't make. Wish we could make them all. You know, now that I think about it. When the fourth gen started to dwindle down, and then even after it had dwindled down, everybody said, well, you should have advertised the car more. I didn't see enough commercials for the fourth gen Camaros. I think they would have sold more if we saw more commercials. We saw more ads for it, because that's what everybody wants to see is more ads. But there was some truth to that, but at the same time, there just wasn't enough budget and everything like that. But now look at where media has gone since then, because there's no commercials on TV for it. But all these videos that they released on YouTube...
Yeah, they're going social.
For... Probably were just as effective as anything else because it's easier, much easier to talk about and share and spread around. So they're putting some good effort into this, and it's paying off because, Chris, what is the unless something magical happens today, the Camaro will outsell the Mustang for the entire year.
Oh yeah, easily. Yeah, so Camaro will definitely remain king for the year 2011.
Is this the second consecutive year in a row?
Yeah, yeah. Now, Mustang did, I think, beat Camaro once or twice this year, but not by much.
Yeah.
And I think the Camaro has quite a large lead over Mustang.
Wasn't one of those months that Mustang led the sales figures, wasn't it, because like of fleet? Something like that.
We kind of...
hey, sales is sales.
Yeah.
You know, you can't take anything away from that.
Yeah, but it only like outsold Camaro by like 49 cars or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's great that Mustang is hanging on. That shows strong interest in the segment.
Yeah,
and
competition is good, like we've always said.
And look what it's doing. Look what we're getting out of it.
Wait till we see the ZL1 versus GT500 wars coming up in this year. That should be fun.
And you know what? I'm going to say right now, I have no prediction on what it's going to be. I'm really not sure. I just it's one of those things where there's just too many factors. But if the Mustang winds up being a better car, hats off to him. It's a staggeringly high horsepower car.
It sure is.
I mean that's a machine. That's unbelievable. So
yep.
I am excited just to see the competition happen. Because as we say often, look back 5 years, we would have never dreamed this would have happened this way.
No.
So let's be thankful that we have this competition, that we have these rivals going head to head, making each other go faster, do better, and put out a better product overall. That's what's important. And driving the segment, man, getting people to buy these cars, getting the muscle car, the performance car, segment, you know, strong and healthy.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'll just go away.
That's quite a year in the review, huh?
Yeah.
One thing we didn't touch on, though, our big news of the year, you know, our acquisition that we were acquired by Internet Brands.
Yep.
And, yeah, we're still here, still trucking along.
Still doing the same thing we did before.
Doing everything the same.
A few bugs to be worked out yet.
Still, yeah.
You know, the site was integrated into a pretty big network, so naturally there's a few glitches here and there, but they're getting squashed one by one. And I think overall we just thank everybody for sticking around, realizing that the change that happened with the ownership, the acquisition of the site, isn't really that big of a deal.
Yeah.
It wasn't as drastic of a difference as what people were saying it would be.
Right.
And, you know, nothing's changed on our end.
Nope. Still plugging along here.
What the hell? Yeah, I think it's
Jonathan Brown on the phone?
Something rebooted. That's right. Is he being texted? looks like Parallels just rebooted Windows. So, this is probably going to make more noise in a little bit. So in between me blowing my nose and sneezing and coughing, that'll fix it.
Yeah. So, we've been talking here for over 25 minutes.
Ow.
So, we're running close to the end of the show, but we still want to go over a few things before the end of the show. Well, I know your computer's rebooting there. I know there's something you want to get to, too,
well,
before we hit the end of the show.
This whole top speed thing, it's really good to have the numbers, you know, that say this car will do this speed. Because it shows power, it shows aerodynamics, it shows suspension, it shows a lot of things that contribute to that. But I think, and this is just the world according to Jason, and maybe I'm just, you know, I don't know. But I think we as consumers are putting way too much emphasis on it. And the reason why is because it's stupid unsafe. Anybody who thinks that they're going to go out and buy a ZL1 and match the number that they did at the ring with a roll cage, on a closed course with EMS and the right driver, the right precautions, the right safety, the right backup, the right everything, is making that as safe as possible. If they think they're going to replicate that somewhere on the street, they're out of their mind, and they don't even deserve a driver's license, in my opinion. it's a bragging factor. It's not something that anybody has to go out and prove, is what I'm trying to say.
I'm definitely not going to get on the expressway and try and top out a car.
I've done dumb things in the past, not as
that
dumb.
That was probably like 15 years ago, too.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. But the thing that I found out is 150 is not near as fun as 100. And it's just scary. And as long as you have your wits about you, it makes you realize that was kind of stupid. What's the sense in that? Oh, I got to go 150 miles an hour. That's like the person that's bragging about how they got C's and D's and still passed. Or bragging about how much they can drink before they pass out. It's just juvenile. That's my opinion. I'm not bagging on anybody in particular. So that leads me to this next part. I got to plug back in here. Hold on. There. That leads me to my next part here. Apparently, there's a dude that wanted to remove the speed limiter on his 2011 Ford Mustang with a V6. Now, let me just say this right now. Speed limiters are there for a reason, because they build the cars to not exceed that. So the dude removes the speed limiter and then says, I'm going to see how fast it will go. And this is the audio from the YouTube. You don't need to see it to know what happened. So he's about 100 right here.
Okay.
And about 110. 120. Hey, what's that noise in the background? 130. Almost 140. And then...
Wow.
Is that not the most horrifying sound you've ever heard in your life?
So what happened there?
Apparently, this was on Autoholics, which is the folks at Car Domain posted this. The guy that shot this video removed the factory speed limiter and then pushed his V6 Mustang well past 112 miles an hour on what appears to be a public road. At about 135 miles per hour, the drive shaft failed. The V6's Mustang's lightweight one-piece drive shaft is designed for fuel mileage, not high-speed driving. If you want to go fast and push your car, get a GT, which has a heavy-duty two-piece drive shaft. Was it worth it?
Ouch.
Was it really worth it?
I guess if he's getting him a lot of views on YouTube or something, I don't know. But safety-wise?
Major damage caused by the broken drive shaft included a hole in the metal floor pan, major exhaust system and muffler damage, broken transmission shifter, broken parking brake, and even broken interior plastic trim parts.
Jesus. Wow.
We're not even going to link to the video.
Man, be smart, folks.
But listen to the sound of that. Yeah. Is it worth it? I went 135 and pretty much totaled my car and nearly killed myself and could have killed somebody else. Yeah. I'm not preaching. I'm just saying, dumb. Yeah. Let's be smart about it. We got a lot of power, a lot of responsibility. To couple that, I will echo what Scott Settlemyer always says this time of year and all throughout the year. Please do not drink and drive. Buckle your safety belts and enjoy your Chevrolet.
Absolutely.
And with that, I'm going to say enjoy the new year safely, smartly.
Yep.
Do the right thing.
Yeah. We got to thank all of our listeners out there to the show, making it another great year for the podcast.
I have to thank Hall's Cough Drops for making this episode not as bad as what it could be.
And we hope to have a even better 2012.
It's going
to
be a great year. We got a lot of shows coming up. Lots of news to talk about. I still think myself there's a Z28 somewhere around the corner. I just don't know when.
Well, we'll see.
We'll find out, and you know we'll be talking about it in the future.
Sounds good.
Thanks, everybody, for listening this year. We'll see you next year.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.